Welcome to Internet Radio Rewind, the weekly review from Rain News. I'm Brad Hill, and this week, Amazon Prime Music, a royalty hearing in Washington, webcast listening reaches a new high, Google sniffs around Songza, and Cassette Store Day. As rumored, Amazon launched its streaming music service called Prime Music. Prime Music is packed into the Prime subscription plan, which now offers three main attractions: video, free shipping of Amazon purchases, and music. We dove into the service right away and found it pretty rough around the edges, with some troubling problems that we hope get fixed soon. The most vexing issue is that playlists don't exactly play when you hit the play button, and that's pretty serious. You have to take an extra step of adding the playlist to your library, and then you can play it. But it's not clear exactly what the library is or why that step should be necessary, and until you discover that trick, the whole thing seems broken. Prime Music is not Amazon's first venture into digital music by a long stretch. CDs were the first non-book products that Amazon sold in its early days, long before becoming the world's biggest department store. And Amazon has sold MP3 song downloads, just like iTunes, for many years. In Prime Music, the streaming music catalog is small, about 1 million tracks. If you think that's a one-way ticket to failure, well, remember that Pandora has about the same number of songs. Prime Music is an on-demand service, more like Spotify than Pandora. But Amazon is not competing explicitly with Pandora or Spotify. It is packing additional value into Amazon Prime for its estimated 20 million existing members. That's a huge number, by the way, and on the basis of that sizable audience, Prime Music is instantly one of the largest music services in the world. In Washington, the examination of music licensing continued when the Judiciary Committee held the first of two scheduled hearings, calling in seven expert witnesses to testify about how the U.S. music copyright laws should be changed. Perhaps the most amazing part of the hearing, and in fact of all the music licensing upheaval that's happening in Washington and that we've been talking about every week, is that everyone seems to agree that change is necessary. This is the year when all stakeholders are staring at the reset button, trying to decide whether to push it, and especially which part of the copyright laws should be reset. In the House hearing, one of the most vigorous calls for change came from a congressman, Representative Gerald Nadler of New York, whose table-setting opening statement pretty much said that the whole slate of music licensing regulations was badly broken. So the call for change is in the air, and the Judiciary Committee will hold a second hearing on June 25th. Webcasting has never been more popular for the people listening, according to Triton Digital's monthly Webcast Metrics report. It provides ratings of the top 20 radio and pure-play internet streams measured by Triton. As always, Pandora leads the pack by a giant margin. NPR, Townsquare Media, and AccuRadio have enjoyed the best year-to-date gains. These ratings were for April, which is the ninth consecutive month of record-setting internet listening. Reports are drifting in of Google's interest in acquiring internet radio service Songza for $15 million. Songza has been privately funded to the tune of $6.7 million. If you're not familiar with Songza, it works somewhat like Pandora in as much as it is non-interactive. You get to listen to a stream, but you can't pull up a song or a band. Songza built its reputation on its so-called concierge service, which plays music based on your mood or your activity. The playlists are put together by humans. This style of music curation has been recently imitated by Rhapsody, iHeartMusic, Spotify, Beats Music, and others. Will Google snap up Songza? Well, this rumor might simmer for a while, but who knows? These days, the competitive landscape is changing fast. Remember Record Store Day? It's an annual celebration of vinyl records and the neighborhood stores that carry them. Record Store Day matches up with a niche passion point for LPs, and the celebration is good for that micro-industry. Now, get ready for Cassette Store Day. It'll happen on September 24th. The name of this show is Internet Radio Rewind, and the logo is a picture of a cassette tape, so we automatically feel aligned with Cassette Store Day. On September 24th, we'll be celebrating in spirit. That's a wrap for this edition of Internet Radio Rewind from Rain News. I'm Brad Hill. The music is by Valtteri Kujala. Listen to more of his music and get a royalty-free license for only $7 at valtterikujala.com. Remember to subscribe to Rain News for the daily update. It's the everyday heartbeat of internet radio. Look for the blue button at rainnews.com.